everyone. So, today, we're going to bake some cookies. Because it's raining and it's cold. Well, okay, cold for me. Probably not cold for everyone in the north. In fact, it'll be quote-unquote pleasant fall weather. But for us wimps down here, it's cold, okay? And I wanted to make chocolate chip cookies. So, that's what we'll be making today. And I totally ripped this recipe off a website, but I'm going to change it up a little bit. And so here we go, all right? And so here we go. So what you're going to need is five tablespoons of unsalted butter, which is a little more than half a stick. And you're going to need a quarter cup of regular sugar and a quarter cup of brown sugar. And you're going to need one egg and 3/4 tablespoons of vanilla extract. And let's just say a little bit less than half teaspoon of salt. And a little bit less than half teaspoon of baking powder. And a quarter teaspoon of baking soda. Now, baking powder and baking soda are two different things. Just so you know. Completely different things. You cannot substitute one for the other. And 1 cup of all-purpose flour. And 3/4 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips. But, nah, I'm going to be using better sweet chocolate chips because I like darker chocolate. And I am going to guess that a little extra chocolate isn't going to hurt anyone. So I am going to assume that the chocolate chips are just a guideline. Alright, so let's get started. Usually for me, I like to assemble the dry stuff first. Or as Elton Brown says, the dry team. So what we're going to do is we're going to get out the flour and the baking soda and the salt and the baking powder. Okay? Alright. So let's grab a measuring utensils. I personally like the ones that are not the pour cup because those are generally used for liquid volume measurements, and the ones that are little scoops are used for solid, like flour and brown sugar and regular sugar, that kind of measurements. So if you're really into baking, you probably already have both. If you don't and you want to, it's best to get both. It's easier to pack in the sugar for brown sugar anyways when you have these kind of measuring cups. So we're going to put in the 1 cup of flour first. I really wish I could say that I have some ye olde special recipe that, you know, grandma passed down, but it doesn't quite work that way with me, unfortunately. So here's another thing. When you measure with the scoops, it's very important to get a knife, whatever, some surface, and you get it out and you make sure you just go and you get the excess flour and you just scrape it off so it's the top surface is flat. That's a cup. And then you kind of make sure it's all kind of packed in, and then you deal with it like that. Well, you can't see it, but you kind of get the point, I hope. And then we have a little handy dandy measuring spoons. So let's go off. Let's grab the baking soda first, because that's easy. A quarter teaspoon of baking soda. I'm a lot lazier when it comes to leveling, but the same thing applies to the smaller measurements as well. And then the baking powder. It says for the, I'm halving a recipe, so it says originally that's 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder, but so it's 3/8 kind of, so it's a little less than half. So I'll do just that, just kind of get to half and just take a little small chunk out. But if you're making 2 dozen, it makes your life so much easier. But I can't eat 2 dozen cookies by myself. Okay, fine. I can't eat 2 dozen cookies in one sitting without feeling the guilt. And then you have the same thing with the sea salt. 3/8 teaspoon. Screw that. Gonna be half. A little bit less than half. Grab a little salt. Alright, and that's all the dry ingredients, the powders, so to speak. So, what you do is, you go, you grab your, so what you do is, you go and you grab your little handy dandy whisk. And you just whisk in, you just whisk so that you can combine all that stuff together. It usually calls for more even mixing later on in the game, so you don't have salt and powder in one section of the batter. It makes it a lot easier later on. Now at this point, since I have really poor memory, alright, done. Easy peasy. Next, here comes the fun part. So you put your awesome little dry team, so to speak, away and make way for the other one. Grab your bowl, mixing bowl. I like to use a bigger bowl than necessary so that nothing flies out when I use my mixer. If you have a stand mixer, woo. If you don't, doesn't matter. I don't have a stand mixer. I'm jealous of you people who have one. And so what we're going to do is we're going to grab our butter, softened, and you're going to, well, cut out the 5 tablespoons. All right. Great thing is, they have it all marked for you. Okay. Now, What we're about to do is called
creaming the butter.
Okay, so you're going to chop your 5 tablespoons of butter, presumably from a stick, into small-ish pieces. And what you're going to do is you're going to be using the sugar to quote-unquote punch holes into the butter. So when you bake it, it'll form little things to make it all quote-unquote fluffy. So these are going to be softer, probably more pillow-like cookies, I'm going to assume from the recipe. Who knows until we actually make it. But this is also a common technique used for making cake. So you're gonna dump that butter in. Okay. All right. And then let's measure in our sugar. So, same concept. Get your sugar. I use baker sugar. I like the way it pours in my cup. It has a nice little spout. That's what really got me. Instead of having to scoop it into the sugar, I just have a nice little spout. Level it out. And then here comes the brown sugar. So with brown sugar, it's incredibly important that you do the leveling. The other ones, you can kind of aim it, but baking is more precise than, say, cooking. If you kind of fuck up the proportions, you're not going to have a good time. I think that's why for some people, they like baking more, and for some people, they hate it because they can't just kind of wing it the whole way. You can't, once it's in the oven, your fate is kind of decided. Or once you mix in a certain thing and you fuck up, well, that entire batch of whatever the fuck you're making is dead. So, with brown sugar, you can't just level it off. You have to first pack it in, so to speak. So you have to press down on it. And then you level it. That's right. You heard what I said. So the difference between white sugar and brown sugar is that brown sugar has a little bit of molasses in it, if I remember correctly. And so that usually gives it a more, how do I put it? It's not as clean, but in a good way, a more complex flavor than white sugar, which is good in, say, cookies or a lot of cinnamon-based pies, like apple pie, like using brown sugar. They just kind of go together really well. But not so much for desserts that require a cleaner flavor profile. And we're going to, well, beat it! Oh, I'm so immature. All right. So assemble your mixing instrument of choice. I have hand creamed. I have creamed things. I have creamed things by hand. It was a desperate moment. My mixer broke right before I had to use it So I had to use a fork to do it. It's not a fun time. I cannot guarantee your results will be good if you do that. I can't guarantee the results are good regardless. I haven't ever made this recipe before. So if you want to use some muscles and wrist work, sure. But when you do that, remember that you're not mixing the butter together with the sugar. You're kind of cutting the butter into the sugar. Okay, so you're using a fork and kind of pressing it into the sugar. Instead of just kind of like spinning it around, mixing it. Because that's not what you're doing. Alright, so let's do that until you see that the sugar and the butter are mixed, but don't work it, overwork it, because then it's going to defeat the purpose. So when they're just incorporated, leave it alone. Since I probably can't yell over the beater. So, let's do that. And maybe I'll use some editing magic. So, ta-da, magic! And I have... So they're just incorporated. I'm going to take a picture. Again, I haven't ever done this recipe before, and I'm not the world's best baker. So if this does not turn out well, we can all have a laugh together. Boom. Alright, what's next? Well, we have some optional routes here, okay? What, if you just want to follow the recipe, then you just go ahead and you just grab your eggs and your vanilla extract. But since I'm a little bit of a rebel, I'm gonna add almond extract, just a little bit, and I'm gonna be horrible and I'm just going to wing down vanilla. I do not recommend doing this. Do as I say, not as I do. So 3/4 teaspoons of vanilla. Just kind of a rough measure here. Woohoo! And I am going to just grab the almond extract. Like I said, this is totally not required. I just kind of like how it would taste. In my imagination, it would probably add a little more depth into my awesome cookie. And this is how I operate, you know. I follow a recipe and I go, nah, I think I can add this, a little bit of that, and it should be okay. And that's how you usually end up with recipes on your own. You just kind of adjust it. So if you're going to be like me, you grab your little 1/4 teaspoon thing, and you just put a little bit of it, just a little bit, less than half, and you just throw it in. Just a 1/4 teaspoon of almond extract. Oh god, it smells so good. Oh god. Alright. And then now, you throw in the egg. Boom. And that is the wet tea, quote unquote. So now you mix that crap in and so what's going to happen now before we start is that we're going to beat the egg into the sugar, you know, all the liquid ingredients we put in. And after they're all little bit well incorporated, you know, they're gonna be a little like slush. You're going to put in the dry tea. So let's do that first, and then I'll stop and explain. All right, so now you kind of have this weird, gooey thing. It's kind of like oatmeal. And what you're going to do from here is you're going to slowly and surely add in flour. Do not add all the flour at once. Add it by sections. It's totally fine. You don't want flour blowing up in your face, so try to just slowly edge it towards the mixer. Unless you have a stand mixer, then fine. You can do whatever the hell you want. So grab your dry tea and slowly put it in section by section. So here's another thing, if you didn't know before, is that you should really scrape the bowl when you mix it. Really. Okay. I'm doing something horrible. I'm gonna lick the attachment. I'm a horrible, disgusting person. Oh my god. Okay. What's next, you say? For the fun part. It's time for the chocolate. Yeah. So, grab your chocolate of choice. You know, if I can find it. Okay, right there. I'm using 60% cocoa chocolate chips from Ghirardelli. You can use whatever the hell fucking you want. Toll House, Hershey's, I seriously don't give a fuck. I wish I could find even better chocolate, because I'm a snob like that. You can use minis for all I fucking care. You can usually tell whether or not it's enough by the distribution. So, your little quarter cup of the chocos. I'm gonna sneak in one here. Oh yes. Oh, that's good chocolate. Oh yeah. I'm so happy right now. I feel like more bitter chocolate helps offset the sweetness because I'm not the biggest sweet tooth. Oh, okay, I fucking love sugar, but I don't like all the sugar at once. And I never did. Okay, I'm gonna eat a few more. Just give me a second. Oh my god, yes. No, we cannot. Well, you can, but I usually don't. Okay, I can stop eating it now. Okay, I gotta stop. Now you're gonna grab your little handy-dandy silicone spatula, wooden spoon, whatever. And I would not recommend beating it. And this is coming from someone like me, when I post on GWA is for you to beat something. Exactly. So you grab your silicone spatula. That's what I'm going to use. It's much easier to clean than a wooden one, trust me. Unless it's varnished. You just kind of scrape the side of the bowl. Kind of clean that shit up. And then you just mix it in. Get it all evenly mixed. Because God forbid you have it uneven. You know, you're giving it to someone else as a present or something. But you're serving it to God knows what, your family members probably, who cares. And you get the uneven chocolate chip problem. And then some people are getting pissed because some of them has, you know, all the chocolate chips. And some people get doesn't have enough. And that's how, you know, it's like Monopoly. If you already have tense family relations, just a little shit like this will settle into the family argument. Because apparently, that's not simple. So maybe a little more chocolate would never hurt anyone. I'm a little biased here. And you just mix it, scrape to the side, roll it over. Alright. But this might not be true for most of y'all. Since we had that knife, handy knife, scrape this crap off my spatula. All right. I'm totally not. I do not just lick the dough off my spatula, okay? That totally did not just happen. Okay, so this is a decision point, once again. It's like choose your own baking adventure or something. Everyone has their style. For me, I'm going to take the cookie dough and I'm going to take it out and I'm going to wrap it in plastic wrap. Or you can just wrap over the bowl. Regardless, it's going into the fridge. So, I'm going to just do that. Take it out and put it in a plastic wrap. Usually I just grab the plastic wrap. And then I cut out a section and I just use it to grab dough. Makes sense to me. Maybe not to you. You put it in the fridge to set the dough, and that's why cookie doughs come in their awesome frozen form. So you kind of round it up, and you just slowly work your way in and go. Fuck yes! This is not a civilized way for me. I am not lady, or really that civilized. But it works for me. So, deal with it. And then you just grab the rest, the spatula, and just throw it in. Of course I could have just used a spatula, but why would I do that? No, no way. And just add on to the rest. There. Done. So whatever the hell you do, don't care. It's going to end up in the fridge. All right. So wrap your dough. Put it in the fridge. Oh god, it looks so good. I can't wait. And for at least an hour, she says overnight, I say at least an hour. You just want the dough to set so when it's all a little hard, soft, you know, you've seen cookie dough before. You should be okay. And when it's all done, should be okay. So with a little editing magic once again, we'll somehow magically come out with a set dough. Boom! Alright, everyone. It's been an X amount of hours. I don't remember. Probably like 4 or 5. Okay. And so we're going to make some cookies. Alright, so let's grab the damn dough from the fridge. When it's out, it should just feel kind of solid. You know, that's really a poor descriptor, but you know, firm. Firm. And you grab a sheet pan. So you have your sheet pan ready. And then for me, I like to use foil over it to make my life easier. Or alternatively, you can just use oil or butter or shortening, whatever, and just grease that with your pan. Boom. And after that, you're going to go and preheat your oven to 300 in 50 degrees Fahrenheit, freedom units. All right. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go and we're going to grab a bowl and fill it with sugar. This step is completely optional, by the way. I just kind of like to do it. But it is indeed completely optional. And we have the chilled dough and we have the sugar. So if you're like me and you put it in plastic wrap, then you just obviously get the dough out. Oh god. Oh yes. Mm. Okay. You grab your spoon. I don't know how big you want your cookies to be. And you just grab a section of it. Of the cookies. Ah. And then you roll it into a ball. Making sure there's enough chocolate chips in every one of those cookies. And then if you want to do what I'm about to do, you're welcome to do it, which is to roll it in sugar. And then you just place it on the baking sheet. And you just keep doing exactly that. So, as I'm rolling things into balls, and then putting them into white stuff. The reason I like to use the sugar, it's especially great for, say, cookies that don't really have chunks in it, because they melt and form this layer. But I personally think it works better for chunky cookies if you have the finer baker sugar, to be honest. But that's just my opinion. And you can do whatever you want. A note is that cookies, obviously, when they bake, they spread. So, you have to take that into account and space them out so that they don't become one giant cookie sheet. Unless that's what you want. But I don't want that. So, if you can, you should space them about an inch apart, something like that. Yeah. I'm pretty excited. I haven't made chocolate chip cookies in so long. I hope these turn out well. It would make me so happy. I put so much chocolate chips in them, they're kind of hard to scoop apart, actually. And personally, I'm totally okay with that. Because I don't think a little extra chocolate is going to kill anyone. There's just so many chocolate chips. I don't know about you, but I really like to cook and bake. And I hope that it will turn out really well, especially you poor souls who actually will follow along with me. But obviously, by the time you listen to this, the results would have been very clear. And that's the oven telling me I should hurry the hell up. Because it's perfectly preheated. Oh my god. swear to God, the sides are going to be uneven as hell. And again, the sugar thing is totally optional.
It's practically a superstitious ritual for me, I don't know.
And then... let's do that. Okay, so, if you have a recipe you want me to make or cook up, that's baking-wise, as long as it has under 10 ingredients, I think I'm okay with it. But I have a pita limit, pain in the ass limit, so if it's too complicated, I can't promise I will do it. The easier it is, and the more reasonable the prices of the ingredients and et cetera, are. And granted, I can find them. And I'll do them. Simple. Some people like to roll out the cookies, their cookies, but I think it's really hard to do when you have chunks, like in chocolate chip cookies. Much harder to do. But for like sugar cookies or gingerbread cookies, a lot of people like to roll them out. And you've seen how cute little molds and shit. So. Aha. And here's the last one, yay! All right. Let me toss that. Clean out my hands. And make sure that, very important, that your cookies are evenly spaced out. Make sure there's enough room. All right. So the baking time depends on how big your cookies are. I would say start with 8 minutes and then check every 2 to 3 minute intervals. And you will know it's done when you poke a fork, a toothpick, you're getting the point into it and it comes out clean. So in the oven it goes right now. So now we wait 10 minutes, and we'll be back. Alright, it's been about 10 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes, and the cookies, when I shoved my fork into one of them, it came out clean, as in you didn't feel like you were dragging out any of the cookie dough. So I'm gonna go to the oven and take it out. Oh my god, it smells so good. Oh my god. Ah. All right.
my god, it looks so cute.
I hope you turn up the oven.
No. We're gonna have to let them
cool off.
And I personally like to take them out of the sheet to stop the cooking. So.
You can take out another pan, or like I'm about to do, a cutting board, or if you have a cooling rack, lucky you, you can use the cooling rack instead. I'm going to put paper towel over it.
And you pick your way of safely trying to get the cookies out of
the pan.
I would suggest using the fork and just slowly dig it out. Oh my god, I can't wait to eat these. I can't tell you how excited I am right now. All right. Almost there. Thing about it, like about cookies, is that you can put the dough in the fridge and you can kind of just make it whenever you want with these kind of cookies, these drop cookies, and you know, try really hard not to eat them before you bake them. All right. So now is the part where you wait for them to cool off enough,
or you can just straight up eat them. I'm gonna grab one of the smaller cookies, I think. It won't kill me to eat them. And taste test. Oh.
Mmm. Oh my god, it's hot. Mm, okay. Oh my god. Mmm. There's just so much chocolate in this one. It's a little ridiculous, but it's so soft. Oh my god, so much chocolate. Oh my god, yes. Mmm. Alright. I need to be left alone with a glass of milk. And before I do that, thank you for listening to me bake. And I hope you enjoyed it.